Well, good afternoon.
Shalom.
Last time I was here, we looked at the second chapter of the Gospel of John, the passage that is often referred to as the wedding feast at Cana. Chapter 2 follows chapter 1, in which the Apostle John tells us a number of powerful truths about Jesus.
这段经文通常被称为迦拿的婚宴。第一章之后的第二章，使徒约翰告诉了我们许多有关耶稣震撼力的神学真理。But
chapter 2 deals with a somewhat ordinary human event of a wedding. And in the story, John tells, he puts Jesus' mother front and center. And as I pointed out last month, Jesus' mother, Mary, is the one who knows him better than any of us on earth will ever know him. And it is this person who tells the servant, and by extension us, do whatever Jesus tells you to do. And as I said last time, that is the most important exhortation we will ever receive in our lives. And I hope you've been thinking about that.
但在第二章讲述的是一个普通人的婚礼的故事。约翰在故事中把耶稣的母亲放到了最明显的最显眼的位置。正如上个月所指出的，耶稣的母亲玛利亚比我们地球上任何人更了解耶稣，正是他告诉了仆人们，进而又告诉我们说， 耶稣吩咐我们做什么，我们就去做什么，去做耶稣吩咐要我们做的一切。正如上次我所说的，这是我们一生中收到的最重要的劝诫。我希望你们一直能够思考这一点。But
there's more to the story of the wedding feast at Cana. So let's look at it again. So please turn with me to the second chapter of the Gospel of John, and we will read from verse 1 to verse 11.
但迦南的婚宴的故事还不止这些。那么让我们再来看一遍，请跟我一起翻到约翰福音第二章，我们将从第一节读到第十一节。弟兄姊妹可以起立。On
the third day, a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine."
第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。 酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒了。”Woman,
why do you involve me? Jesus replied, "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you."
耶稣说：“母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没到。”他母亲对佣人说，
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet."
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水。”他们就倒满了，直到缸口。 This is also number 8.
Verse 8. Yeah, go through verse 8.
Okay. 耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管宴席的，他们就送去了。
They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now.
管宴席的尝了那嘴变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀酒的佣人知道。管宴席的便叫新郎拿度，对他说：“人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了，才摆上次的。你倒把好酒留到如今。”
What Jesus did here at Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀，他的门徒就信他了。
So ends the reading of God's word.
神的话就先读到这里。
Now when we left off last time, we heard Mary tell the servants to do whatever Jesus told them to do. She seems to have stormed off after that. And we can imagine the servants standing there looking at Jesus, wondering what he's going to tell them to do.
上次我们结束时，我们听到玛利亚告诉仆人们，耶稣吩咐他们做什么，他们就去做什么。然后他似乎气冲冲地走了。我们可以想象当时的情景，仆人们站在那里望着耶稣，要知道他要吩咐他们做什么。
Jesus tells them to do something rather strange to solve the wine shortage crisis. He tells them to fill up some jars with water.
耶稣告诉他们做一些相当奇怪的事情，来解决葡萄酒短缺的危机。耶稣告诉他们把一些缸装满了水。
Now we can imagine the servants mumbling to themselves, "Why in the world are we doing this?" But they did it anyway because that's what the lady told them to do, and they did not want to get in trouble with that lady.
现在我们也可以想象仆人们自言自语地说，我们到底为什么要这样做？但他们还是这样做了，因为那位女士告诉他们要这样做，他们也不想给那位女士惹上麻烦。
So they filled up the water jar with water, and they came back to Jesus and said, "We're done." And Jesus tells them to do something else that seems strange. He tells them to draw some water and take it to the master of the feast, who may have been something like the master of ceremonies. So the servant, again a little bewildered, took what they thought was water to the master of the feast.
于是他们把水缸装满了水，然后回到耶稣身边说，我们完成了。耶稣还吩咐他们做了一件看起来更奇怪的事。耶稣让他们舀出一些水，把它送给管宴席的，他可能就是像婚礼的司仪。于是仆人们又有点困惑，把他们以为是水的东西送给了管宴席的人。
But the Apostle John lets us in on the secret. The water had been changed to wine. This was a miracle. This is what John called a sign. John says this was the first sign that Jesus performed before his disciples.
但使徒约翰告诉我们一个秘密，水已经变成了酒，这是一个神迹。耶稣说，约翰说，这是耶稣在门徒面前所行的第一个神迹。
Now I admit, this is a miracle. There's no doubt about it. But my question is, why does the Apostle John put this miracle so front and center? Clearly, there are more important miracles that Jesus performs. miracles that help people out a lot more than just providing wine, so there'll be no family embarrassment at the lack of it.
我承认这是一个神迹，这是毫无疑问的。但我的问题是，为什么使徒约翰把这个神迹放在如此重要的地位？显然，耶稣他行了很多重要的神迹，神迹不仅仅是提供葡萄酒，更是帮助人们摆脱困境，救助这个家庭不会因为葡萄酒的短缺而感到尴尬和难堪。
Jesus performed all kinds of miracles that helped people. Jesus cured of leprosy. He restored eyesight to the blind. He tossed demons out of people. He healed lame people so they could walk. And to top off everything, Jesus raised people from the dead. I mean, these are miracles that help people. But what about changing water into wine?
耶稣施行了各样的神迹来帮助人。耶稣治愈了麻风病，使瞎子得以看见，把污秽从人身上赶出去，治愈了瘸腿的人，使他们能够行走。更重要的是，耶稣使人从死里复活。我是说，这些神迹都帮助了人，但把水变成酒的神迹又如何呢？
Then there were miracles of feeding thousands of people with a few loaves of bread and a few fishes, or of walking on water, or commanding the wind and waves to stop. Why was it important for John to tell us about this miracle first?
接着还有很多神迹，用几个饼和鱼喂饱了成千上万的人。耶稣在水面上行走，耶稣命令风浪止息。为什么约翰首先要告诉我们把水变成酒的神迹很重要呢？
I don't think the reason was about who was helped or how they were helped with this miracle. I think this miracle was about what happened to the water. The water was changed.
我认为原因不在于谁得到了帮助，或者神迹如何帮助了他们。我认为这个神迹是关于水发生了什么，那就是水被改变了。
It is the fact of the changing that is important to John. I think the Apostle John is telling us so that we understand the true purpose of Jesus' ministry.And that, it was to bring about change. Change broadly, but most importantly, change in us.
对约翰来说，改变了的事实才是最重要的。我认为使徒约翰告诉我们这些，是让我们明白耶稣传道施工的真正目的，那就是要带来改变。全面的改变，但更重要的是要改变我们自己。
The Apostle John takes up this idea of changing us in the famous third chapter about the midnight visit from Nicodemus, which many of you surely know. As you recall, Nicodemus wants to know how he can enter the kingdom of God. And surprisingly, Jesus tells Nicodemus,He has to be born again of the Holy Spirit to enter the kingdom of God.
使徒约翰在论及我们改变的主题，其中最著名的就是约翰福音第三章有关尼格尼姆夜访耶稣的故事。你们中的许多人肯定知道这个故事。正如你们所记得的，尼格尼姆想知道如何才能进入神的国度。令人惊讶的是，耶稣告诉尼格尼姆，他必须从圣灵重生，才能进入神的国度。
What Jesus is saying to Nicodemus and to us is that we are not naturally good enough to enter into the kingdom of God. What has to happen is that a whole new person, developed by the Holy Spirit, has to grow up inside of us. In other words, we need to be changed. Something miraculous needs to happen in our lives. We need to be changed by the Holy Spirit. The water that we are needs to be changed into wine.
耶稣对尼哥底母和我们说了什么？难道是我们天生不够好，无法进入神的国度？一个全新的人又是怎样产生的呢？就是圣灵在我们的内心工作、成长的结果。换句话说，我们需要改变，我们的生命需要发生一些神迹，我们需要被圣灵改变。
But let's move out of the world of the Apostle John's metaphor and into the world of the straightforward theological statements, like the one the Apostle Paul makes in his 8th chapter of his letter to the Romans. Listen to what Paul says beginning in verse 28 of Romans chapter 8.
但是
And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called, and those He called, He also justified, and those He justified, He also glorified.
叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又招他们来；所招来的人，又称他们为义；所称他们为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
Did you hear that? Paul was saying that God has a big project in each of our lives. And the goal of that project is to conform us to the image of His Son, Jesus. To say that we are being conformed is to say that we are being changed.
你们听到了吗? 保罗说, 上帝在我们每个人的生命中有一个大的计划。
The Apostle Paul is saying God is working in our lives through the Holy Spirit to change us so that we are much more like Jesus. Change the people that Jesus is glad to call His brothers and sisters.
使徒保罗说, 上帝正在透过圣灵在我们的生命中做工来改变我们，使我们变得更像耶稣。改变后的我们是耶稣乐意称我们为他的弟兄姊妹。So
let me ask you, is Jesus changing you? Are you even interested in being changed by Jesus? That's the key question, because if you're not interested in being changed or don't think you need to be changed, then you've really not heard the message from God.
那么让我来问你，耶稣在改变你吗？你真的有兴趣被耶稣改变吗？这是一个关键的问题，因为如果你没有兴趣被改变，或者不认为你需要被改变，
那么你就真的还没有听到上帝的话语。God's statement on us, apart from the work of His Holy Spirit in our lives, is that we are naturally objects of his wrath, God's enemies, people whose minds are set on evil things. But the work of God through Jesus is to change us into objects of his mercy and love. Change us from being God's enemies into being his children. And to change us into people who have their minds set on things above, for Christ sits at the right hand of the Father. To put it all simply, it's all about changing us.
上帝通过耶稣所做的工作，为要把我们改变成他怜悯慈爱的对象，把我们从上帝敌人变成他的儿女，把我们变成心思意念都是属天的人，在那里有基督坐在天父的右手边。简言之，这一切都是为了改变我们。
Now, for those who believe in Jesus, this change happens instantly and also very slowly. In an instant, we miraculously respond to God's call in the gospel of Jesus, and we're born again. We have new spiritual life. But then there's a long process of change in our lives where the Holy Spirit puts to death our old ways of living and helps us to live in the new ways of Jesus. This is called sanctification.
这种改变是瞬间发生的，而且也是非常缓慢的。就是在一瞬间，我们奇迹般的回应了上帝在耶稣福音中的呼召，获得重生，拥有了属灵的新生命。但随后我们的生命会经历一个漫长的改变过程，圣灵将会使我们老我的生命死去，
But the point is, God is changing us, which is the point of the miracle of the water being changed into wine.
但重点是，上帝正在改变我们，这就是水变酒神迹的意义所在。
But the wedding feast story does not end there. The servants go and take what they think is a ladle full of water to the master of ceremonies, who then drinks it. You can imagine his eyes getting very wide. And then he runs over to the bridegroom and compliments him and tells him, everyone else serves their best wine first, but you have saved the best for last. Now this statement may just be an indication about how good the wine was that Jesus had miraculously made. But I think the Apostle John intended something more here. Now part of John's purpose may have been to indicate to us the high quality of people that Jesus is trying to change us into. And it's true that when Jesus fully has his way in our lives, and we do whatever he tells us to do, we actually become amazingly good people who glorify God and bless other people.
甚至如此, 施行在我们的生命当中，并且我们按着他的吩咐去做，我们就会成为荣耀上帝并带给他人祝福的美妙的人生。
But I think the Apostle John has another purpose in quoting this statement. John is trying to alert us to the fact that it is God who has saved his best for last. And that is Jesus, the Son of God, who became man and dwelt among us humans and died for us that we might be saved. He also showed us what God was really like.
但我认为使徒约翰这句话还有另外一个目的。约翰试图提醒我们一个重要的事实，上帝把最好的留到了最后，那就是耶稣，上帝的儿子，他却成为人，住在我们当中，为我们而死，使我们得救。他还要向我们彰显真正的上帝。
The Apostle John is trying to tell us something even more than that. He is contrasting all that God has done for Israel in the past with what God is doing now through Jesus. He's not trying to diminish all that God had done before in revealing himself to mankind through all of Jesus' works and his wonderful laws and precepts as recorded in the Old Testament. Those were all wonderful and glorious.But Jesus surpasses them all.
使徒约翰还试图告诉我们一个重要的事情，他将上帝过去在以色列中所做的一切的作为和上帝如今通过耶稣基督所做的一切进行比较。他并不是要降低上帝过去所做的一切，就是借着旧约中所记载的上帝的作为，上帝所奇妙的作为，美善的律法诫命向人类启示他自己，这一切都是美好而荣耀，但耶稣却超越了所有的这一切。
The letter to the Hebrews puts this all very succinctly in the opening paragraph of that letter. Listen to Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 through 3.
希伯来书在开篇简明扼要地阐明了这一点，请听希伯来书第一章第一节。
In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets, at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things.And through whom he also made the universe.
希伯来书第一章一到三，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有，也曾借着他创造诸世界，他是神荣耀所发的光辉。是神本体的真相，他用全能的命令托住万人，他洁净了人的罪，就坐在高天之大者的右边。
The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. And after He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of Majesty in heaven.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天之大者的右边。
To put it simply, Jesus is the last person that God is going to send us. Jesus is the best, and after him we need no more revelation from God. He is sufficient.
简单的说，耶稣是上帝差派给我们的那最后一位，耶稣是最好的，在他之后，我们将不需要再有上帝新的启示，耶稣已经足够了。
The fact that God has saved his best for last means that we should not be looking for anyone or anything more than Jesus. For in Jesus we find all we need. Do you believe that? That in Jesus we will find all we need? I hope you do.
上帝把他最好的留到了最后，这意味着我们不应该寻找耶稣以外的任何人或事物，因为在耶稣里，我们找到了我们所需要的一切。你相信吗？在耶稣里，我们找到了我们所需要的一切。我希望你能够相信。
But if you're looking for happiness and fulfillment in other places, I think you end up being disappointed. What usually happens is that we make these other things and pursuits into idols in our lives. But idols disappoint. But Jesus is the true God through whom all things were made, and the one who can truly show us how to live.
我想最终你都会失望。通常的情况是，我们把其他的东西的追求变成了我们生活中的偶像，但偶像会被人失望。然而，耶稣是真正的神，万物都是借着他所创造的，只有他能够真正的告诉我们当如何活。
So when you realize that other things in this life cannot fulfill you, I encourage you to do what Jesus' disciples did when they saw that he changed water into wine. They believed in him. And I urge you to do likewise and to submit to his process of changing you into one of Jesus' brothers and sisters.
今生的其他任何事物无法满足你的时候，我鼓励你效法耶稣的门徒。当他们看到耶稣把水变成酒时，他们就相信了耶稣。我督促你也这样做，顺服耶稣，让他改变你，成为耶稣的弟兄姊妹。
Let us pray. Jesus, by this miracle of changing water into wine, you showed us your glory and also your power to change us. To change us from lost people into your beloved children. Help us to believe in you, to embrace the change that you bring in our lives, and to bring us into glory when you return again. Amen.
主耶稣，借着你把水变成酒的神迹，你向我们彰显了你的荣耀和改变我们的大能，把我们从失丧的人变成了你所爱的孩子，帮助我们信靠你，接受你给我们生命带来的改变。当你再来的时候，带我们进入你的荣耀当中。阿门。